Okay, tonight's shir is Chagiga Nachav Dalid, and we're about 12 lines down or so on Amud Aleph by the two dots. So we're continuing discussing the chumras in the Mishnah. Harevi'i b'kodesh posel. So Harevi'i, let's see a Rambam actually. The Rambam before we get to the Gemara is in Hilchos Shar Avos Atumos Yud Beis Yud Aleph. Harevi'i b'kodesh posel. Aval betruma mutter. So we say that something is posel. That's a buzzword. That means it's basically the end of the line. It's done. It can't make effect anything else. In contrast, that something is tame, so then it could be metame something else on a lower level, right? So this is arvi bekodesh posel aval truma tahor v'chein shlishi betruma im noga b'mashke kodesh harei ze nitma becomes tame k'moshe varnu v'ashlishi she betruma osh bekodesh. So if you have a shlishi on the third level of Im noga b'mashke truma lo poslu. It would not posel the truma. So let's begin now the Gemara. Harevi'i b'kodesh posel Tanya Omer Rebbe Yosef minayin the revi'i b'kodesh shehu posel. What's the source for this that you know that if you have a revi'i that it could make something that is kodesh it could be posel. V'dinhu din means here it's a kal v'chomer. What is it? Uma mechusar kipurim shemutar b'truma. So a mechusar Kippurim is somebody who still needs to bring his korban. He hasn't done that yet. So the din is he's allowed to eat truma, but he's posel b'kodesh, right? He's not allowed to eat that. Shlishi, now if you have a shlishi, posel b'truma, so he can't have the truma. Eina din shiase revi l'kodesh, so then how much more so he should make it into a revi if he would touch something that's kodesh, right? V'lamadnu shlishi l'kodesh min ha-torah. So we learn out the shlishi of tuma comes from the Torah. Ravi'i b'kal v'chomer. And we learned out that ravi'i is from this following that kal v'chomer. Okay, so the Brisa says there's a shlishi. So all right, well, one second, where's that? It says the Gemara shlishi l'kodesh min ha-torah minayin. How do you know that? So dechsiv ha-bos asher yiga b'chol tome lo ye'achil. That the boss that touches something that's tummy, it can't be eaten. Milo askina and noga b'sheni. Aren't we talking about something when it says, you know, something that's b'chol tame, right? Something that's tame. That means even if it touched something that was a sheni, the kamar achman, and the Torah says on this regarding this boss that touched the sheni, which makes it into a shlishi, right? Lo ye achel, can't be eaten. So you see that it's tame, it's pot, right? It's therefore the Bryce's statement is like this: revi mikal v'chomer, and the fact that you get the kal v'chomer from this hada amron. That's what we just said in the kal v'chomer by Rabbi Yossi. So that's the source that you see a shlishi learns out from the pasuk, and then we get the revi from this logical of a kal v'chomer. Okay. Continues now the Mishnah. It said ubetruma im nitmes, right? If one of the person's hands became tame, right? On a dindur abonah, they'll make the hands tame. So the other hand would not be affected by that. That was by truma, but by kodesh, if one hand became tame, then he had to tova both of them, right? So on this says the Gemara, Alma Rav Shezvi, when they said that this idea this din of that by kodesh that one hand would now affect the other one as well. Bechibur and shanu. That's talking about a case where the other hand that is tahora, right? That's it's mechubur. It's in contact with the kodesh, right? When the other hand was tummy touched it. Aval, but shelo bechiburin lo. But if the other hand that was tahora was not the in touching the kodesh, then it's not going to become tame. So it comes like this. According to Rav Shezvi, the Chazal, the Rabbanan said this din that one hand makes the other one tame. They're concerned that the one hand that was tame would have touched the kodesh directly without being noticed. So therefore, this whole din would apply when the pure hand's touching the food the kodesh. Okay, Eis ve'abaye. Is that really true? Is that really true? This din. So yad neguva. If you had a dry hand, metame chaverta, that could make the other one tame, right? Litame lakodesh. It would make something that was kodesh tame avolo litruma, but it wouldn't make anything truma. Tiver Rebbe Yosi. That's the shita of Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi. Rebbe Yosi Rebbe Yehuda Oimer lifsol. So this is what we said. It makes it posel of a lo l'tame. Posel means it's the end of the line, right? It could disqualify something, but it can't make it it tummy like with a as a shlishi. See, Amrad Bishlema Shlo Bichiburin. I understand why the second hand becomes tummy, right? Even when they're not touching. Hayin Revusa De Neguva. That's the chiddush. That's what you've added now that you taught me something I didn't know about the case of the dry hand. But Eli Amrad Bichiburin. If you're going to tell me, no, that only this applies if they are touching it, it's in contact, but if they're not touching the kodesh, then it doesn't apply. My revusa didn't groove. So what's the chiddush over here, right? What are you telling me this apply even in case of a dry hand? There's a Rashi. No, let's just say it over. Let's go the Rambam, actually, we'll do first. The Rambam is in Yud Beis. Misha Nitmeis Yodo Achas V'nogabo b'yado shnia, o b'yad chavero, posles a shnia, harehi kishlishi. Okay, it makes into a shlishi. V'im haye yado b'lula b'mashke, afal pishalo, noga nitmeis chaverta, v'tzarech lahatbil es shtehen, v'achakach yiga b'kodesh. Ava betruma im nitmeis yado ha'achas lo nitmeis chaverta. That's the difference we're saying all along now between kodesh and truma. One hand by truma doesn't necessarily mean time of the other one. But filu nogabo kishi neguva, and even touch when it's dry, ein sarach lahatbil yado shnitmeis ela notlo v'nogea betruma. Okay, fine. So now itmar nami, the bottom of amaral, omarei shlokish lo shana eli yado. Aval yad chavero lo. So this machlokus is really machlokus amaroi. Okay, let's see like this. According to Reish Lakish, that this din only applies if the second hand is his own. But if the second hand in question doesn't belong to him, it's his chaver's hand, then that's not going to affect it. Reb Yochanan Omer, no, echad yad ve'echad yad chavero, both his own hand, second hand, and if the second hand belongs to somebody else, but osa hayad lifsol aval lo litma. Right, so if that hand came onto it, it would make it possible, but it would not make it tame. Samimai. Right, so working now within Rabbi Yochanan's shita, how did he know this? So he learns like this, the top of Amud Beis. Mid katani seifa, from the fact that the seifa said shehayad mitame chaverta lakodesh, the one hand that makes its other one, the other hand is tame by kodesh. Avalola truma, but it doesn't make it. It's not a problem when it comes to truma. Ha su lamali. What do I need to add that for? Right? Hatana le reisha. I learned that already in the reisha that the one hand is going to make the other hand tame when it talks about kodesh. Se'ela, right? What do you see from here? Lav shmami no lasuya yad chavero. What's coming to add this extra phrase, right? Is that it's coming to talk with somebody else's hand. So it's just like his own hand. So that's the din of Rabbi Yochanan. So when it says, "Af Reish Lakish Hadabei," Reish Lakish also was choser. He went back and he retracted his own original thought. Now it goes with Rabbi Yochanan. Da Om Rabbi Yona, Om Rabbi Ami, Om Reish Lakish. Echad yad of echad yad chavera. Both his hand and the hand of his friend, meaning that second one. But osa hayad lifsol avalo letame. So it would make it possible. But not Tommy, right? So just at this point, what we see, they weren't as original. The Havmin, we thought that really was a machlokis about Yad Chavero, right? They thought that was the machlokis, Rav Shlokish and Rav Yochanan. But at the end of the day, we see, no, that they agree that it actually is a problem. Okay, someone says, V'lifsol avolo letame tenoihi. Okay, so this whole thing that can make it possible but doesn't make it Tommy is really a machlokis tenoihi. Ditnan Mishnah in Yadayim Kol HaPoiso Betruma, anything that would make something possible for Truma by coming in contact with it, meaning it would at least a Sheni Mitame Yadayim Lios Shnios, it would make it into a Shnios the Yad Mitame Chaverta, and that hand would be Mitame something else. Divrei Rebbe Yehoshua, that's the opinion of Rebbe Yehoshua. VeChachamim Omrim Yadayim Shnios Hein, hands by themselves are Shnios. The ain sheni oisa sheni b'chulin. That's a rule that a sheni doesn't make something else a sheni when we're talking about something that's not kodesh in chulin. In this, the Rambam paskins. Where's that? Same. No, perik ches. Perik ches is the Rambam halacha beis. Hayedayim shnios midivrei sofrim. Right. That's divrei sofrim. We're going to say Pasha Pshat and Rambam, it means Din Derabanan. La'olam she'ei metamason ela midivrehem. U'chegozru tuma alehen. Gozru shiru asheni letuma. Makes into a sheni. Afilu hichniz yad leves hamanuga. Bais manuga. O shenoga biyada ba'adam metame b'negbegadim. Ajlo pirish mitumasov. Hare yadav shnios. So that's what it is. The hands remain a sheni. So now, you see from the fact that the way the Rabbanim were responding back to Rabbi Yeshua, it's clear that the second hand becomes Tommy on the level of a Shnios, so that would make a Shlishi, it goes down a level if it touched Kodesh. So my love, right? Aren't we talking about in this case, Shenihu Dulo Ovid, Ha Shlishi Ovid? When it says it doesn't make it into a Sheni, it must mean that it makes it into a Shlishi, right? And then the Shlishi is going to be possible, but it's not going to be Tomei. That second hand would only make it, it would possibly be the Kodesh by making it into a what? Into a Revi. So, you know, the Rabban and Rabbi Yoshua are arguing about this exact same point. Does that second hand only disqualify the Kodesh by making it to a Revi? Or does it make it Tomei with the apostle with a shlishi? So 1 second. One says maybe that's not really the machlokus. Dilma lo sheni ovid lo velo shlishi. 1 second. Maybe what the Rabban was saying is that first hand doesn't make the second hand a sheni or a shlishi, right? Because they hold that the one impure hand doesn't make the second one doesn't affect it at all, right? That's against the Mishnah. But our Mishnah would be going the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. Maybe the Rabban don't hold from that. Se'el ki hai tanoi. Really, it's going to be like the following machlokes tanoim. Detanya, yad. We said earlier, let yad neguva metame es chaverta letame bekodesh avalo letruma divrei Rebbe. So you have a dry hand that's tame. It can make the other hand tame, right? That the second one's going to become. It's going to be a tame bekodesh, right? But well, not for that, but not for a truma. Rebbe Yosi, Rebbe Yehuda, Oimer osa yad lifsol avalo letame, right? So Rabbi Yehuda says that the second hand is not going to be tummy to such a severe extent. It only could postulate the Kodesh and make that into a Revi, but it's not going to knock it down to a level of a Shlishi. Okay, the next case. Ochlin Ocholin Neguvin B'yadayim Mesovos. You're allowed to eat the dry foods that were never became wet. There was no, there was no, Machshiri for them to become tamei, so you can eat them with these tamei hands for truma, but not with kodesh. Okay, Tanya, we learned in the brisa. Listen, 1 second, it's not so poshit. Amar bichanina ben Antignos v'chi yesh neguvel kodesh. Is there such a thing of having dry food? Meaning, something could become tamei for kodesh, right? But hello, chibas hakodesh machshartan, chibas hakodesh. How would you translate the specialness, the reverence that we have to kodesh that makes it possible? And that is machshir that it could become tummy, even if it never became wet at all. It didn't touch one of the yad shachar dam, one of the zayin mashkin. Right? It did other things, but right. So whether it's dry or whether it's never been wet, that's irrelevant. So he says, no, lo tzricha kigon shetoch lo chaveiro letoch piv. The Mishnah is talking about a case with, it's not a question of whether it's dry or not. The case is something else. Somebody puts, like, kosher truma in the guy's mouth, right? Another case, shetoch lo la'atzmo bekosh v'karkar. He put, like, these, like, long, like, flat sticks or something, like a spindle, or this type of, like, weight that's used to balance the spindle on, or, like, chopsticks. He's, like, pshuta kli'etz. Something he put onto them with these things. Ubikesh lecho tznon v'tzal. And now he, while this truma is still in his mouth, he wants to eat like a radish or an onion along with it at the same time. So la kodesh gozvuhu rabbanan, la truma lo gozvuhu rabbanan. So the case is if it's going to be chulin's not going to be a problem because chulin's not going to become tummy if it was touched by your impure hand. So you can put this radish in an onion, but we're talking about kodesh, so that's a real problem because that would even if you inadvertently touched it, it's going to make it tamei. And our Mishnah is telling us that this din only applies to kodesh, but when he had truma in his mouth, then Chazal didn't make any gezeiros against it. The Rambam here in, again, Perek Yud Beis, Yud Gimel says like this: Ochlin neguvim shlo huchshru ochlin osam biyadayim masavos. So if you have these dry foods that never, like, you know, came in contact with anything that's wet, you could eat them if your hands are tame. But medavam more in betruma. That applies for truma. Va bekodesh chibas hakodesh machshartan va'os lemishiyadav tameos lecho kodesh shlo huchshar. So by kodesh you can't eat this food if your hands are tummy, even in incoming in contact with it. So you didn't actually touch it, right? Or you have this, like, the chopsticks or whatever it is, if someone puts it in your hand, it's still osir. The ain't sarach lomer, it's not even necessary to say she'im noga tuma ba'ochlin. So it's obvious. It's like not even necessary to say if something the tummy would touch it, then it's going to be a problem. Okay, back into the Gemara. Ha'onein mechusar kippurim. Right, it's an onein with the person who one of their kroven passed away before the actual burial, or someone who is mechusar kippurim. Right, so they need to have tevil in order to eat the kodesh, but not for truma. So Mar says, my time. What's the reason behind this? Kaven da ad ha idno have asire. Right, up until now, it was also for them to eat kodesh, and they would think, okay, since I can't eat, I'm not really in the parsha, I'm not gonna have to protect myself from coming tummy because I can't eat anyway. So it's v'chinu rabbanon tevila. That's why the Chazal had him go to a tevila to make sure that they would be in a state of tahara before they're going to be eating kodesh. Let's do this Rambam. It's in the same Perek Tes Vav. Ha'onein acher tam zman aninuso. Right, he finished his time with that. And b'chusu kippurim acher shehevi kaparaso tzrichim tevil l'achilas kodesh avalo l'truma. Right, they have to go to the mikveh before they light the kodesh, but they don't have to go to the mikveh if they want to eat truma. Sha'onin b'chusu kippurim mutarim lechol esa truma. They're allowed to eat it during this whole time period. U'mipnei ma hetzrichim tevil l'kodesh shehari ad ato hay asurin lechol esa kodesh v'sirich daiton. They had a hesach hadas. They weren't necessarily thinking about this. V'shem enitmo v'heim lo yadu. Maybe they became tummy and it really just wasn't on their radar. You're allowed to eat it. You can touch it, I should say. This is only a din by eating, but by touching it, says the Rambam, you could do that. The Onin and the Mechus Kamon could do it, in fact, before they went to the mikveh. Okay. Continuing now, the next Mishnah is going to be discussing. We've been discussing up till now, like, when you had the chumras of kodesh over truma, but now we're going to the opposite way. Now this mission is going to talk about truma over kodesh, right? And this is going to be basically about, do we believe an am haaretz when it comes to matters of truma and tara? So as we said again, we'll just quickly chazer, an am haaretz is a person who's either ignorant or careless about the laws of Tuma and Tara. Right now, a chavir, someone who's very careful about this, about Tuma. And there was many, many Ame Ha'aretz, they couldn't really be trusted about these things, so the Rabbonim made a din that had to be considered as if it's its Tame. So Oichel and Mashgir, Kalim, they touch would generally become Tame. The Mishnah is going to explain there were a few exceptions. That's where we pick it up from this. Says the Mishnah, Chomer Batruma. So one chumr that we have by truma over kodesh should be Yehuda nemanim al taharas yain v'shemen kol yimos hashana. In Yehuda, an am haaretz would be believed about the tahara of the wine or the shemen, the oil, throughout the whole year. But on a din de rabbanan, they're not trusted about the tahara of truma during most of the year. So the din de rabbanan that if there's something that was like a mashke, like wine or something that's touched by am haaretz, we make that tame. So that doesn't apply to wine or oil that was going to be used for the base of Migdash, right? They would use the yain from the sachim, the shem we use for korban mincha. Since am haaretz, they understand the cheshivas and the holiness of these things, so we're pretty confident they're going to, you know, protect it and keep it in a state of tara, and they wouldn't only tell the truth about these things, right? So if an am haaretz says that the yain, the shemen of kodesh is tar, he's believed. So the Mishnah is saying this halacha in regards to Yehuda. The same would have applied in the Galil as well, but there's one small exception. Now, the goyim, the times of the Mishnah, didn't necessarily mark off where their graves were. So the Rabbanan made a gezer of Tumah against anything that would go into a non-Jewish land, because maybe it went over an unmarked grave. It's Gemara in Shabbos and Tez Zayin. So Eretz Yisrael, in times of the Mishnah, was basically divided up into two parts. You had Yehuda and you had the Galil, but there was a separation strip where the Kusim lived. So that means that any wine or oil that was sent from the Galil to the base of Migdash, where Yehuda, it had to go through a land where the Kusim lived, right? And then it becomes Tomei, right? So before, it would get there. So it was impossible for wine from the Galil, now you can get nice wine from the Galil, but back in the time of the Mishnah, it couldn't get to the state of Tar. So there was, that's why the Mishnah says this is a din only in regards to Yehuda. And the Amei Aretz were careful with the Tar of Kodesh, but they weren't so careful with Truma. So that's why the Chazar were less confident. Amei Aretz would always be, you know, make sure the Tar starts the Truma. So they didn't trust the Amei Aretz to vouch for the status of the Truma during most of the year. So here's the Mishnah. Ubashas Hagitos v'Habadim afala Truma. Now, in the time of the Gitos, when they were the wine pressing, or the Badims, or the oil pressing, when it was during the seasons, so then they were believed on the Truma as well, because they were more careful about it. Right? During these seasons, you know, of the harvesting, I should say, like all Jews, right? Even the Amei Aretz, they would purify their kelim, right? And themselves, right? To make sure that everything was be doing was in a state of tahara. So we would believe them on that. So what it comes out is this chumra of truma is that the Amei Aretz are only believed about its tahara status during certain seasons, but by Kodesh we believe them year round. Okay. Avru hagitois v'habadim, right? If the season's passed now, they're done, it's the wine production is done, the oil, the olives is done, ve'viu lo chavish shel yayin shel truma, and Am Ha'aretz brings a barrel of truma wine to a kohen, he's a chaver, he says it's tohar, lo yikablenu menu. So this kohen shouldn't take it from him, because I just said that an Am Ha'aretz, he's believed for the tarzars of truma only during the season, but it's over now. The season's passed. Aval manicha legas habos. So what he should do is he should just put it aside until the next wine pressing season, and then he has nemanus again. Then he'll give it to the chaver. Imamalo. The imamalo. If he says it's after the season over, the Am Ha'aretz gives him a barrel of truma wine. This chaver, he says it's tohar, right? He says to him, hifrashti lesoicha revius kodesh. I was mafrish, I designated within this barrel of truma a revius of kodesh to be used for nesachim on mizbech ne'eman. So he's believed not only about the kodesh, but we also believe him about the truma wine. So Rashi speaks out, like if an Am Ha'aretz gives his chavis of truma wine to the kohen, so it's a revius. Right, that's a small amount. He says that's kodesh that he wants to use for the nesachim on the mizbeach. So a revius is not enough wine for that. Right, you're obviously going to have to add in more wine as well. And since the Am Ha'aretz we have ne'emanus for the tahar of the kodesh wine, so then we believe on the truma part as well. It's in the same barrel. Again, we assume that he won't do anything disrespectful for the base of Migdash. If the truma wine, the same barrel was treated as tamei, it would be very disrespectful, right, to pour out some of the kodesh wine from that onto the mizbeach. Okay, there's another chumrah of truma over kodesh. The Mishnah says like this: kade yain v'kade shemen hamidu ma'os. So you have these jugs of wine and jugs of oil. They're prepared by Amei Ha'aretz. There's a mixture. There's truma in there. There's chulin in there. There's kodesh in there. I mean, the Am Ha'aretz, he's going to use them. He's going to be mafresh the meiser from them, right? But he's going to add to them whatever it is. Ne'emanim aleihem b'shas hagitos v'habadim. This Am Ha'aretz says these jugs and everything, and they're tohor. So we trust him during the season. We trust not only about the contents, but even about the tar of the kadim themselves. The kodim lagitos shivim yom. And for 70 days before the wine pressing season, right, that's the period when people would come to be metayer their kelim in order to use them for this. He believed, since the Amei Aretz are trusted about the wine and the oil that's going to be used for kodesh, so they're also trusted for these 7 days before the season actually starts. We believe them on them. Now, Amei Aretz are not trusted, however, about the tar of the kelim, using the truma and not for kodesh. So that would be a second chumrah that truma has over kodesh. Okay. Let's we'll stop here. Mitzvah Hashem, we got to the top of Chaf Hei, and then Emirat Hashem, we will pick it up with the Gemara in our next shir.